Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Big money flows into Campbell County legislative races as candidates garner significant support. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The two contested local legislative races in Campbell County are seeing significant campaign contributions. The Gillette News Record reported in House District 32, incumbent Representative Ken Clouston raised $48,684.93, while challenger George Dunlap brought in $30,912.08. The Senate District 24 race between Senator Troy McEwen and Phil Christofferson saw McEwen raise $13,780 and Christofferson $14,800. While these races feature a lot of money from Campbell County voters, there is also a lot of dollars coming in from outside the community, whether it was from political action committees or wealthy donors from around the state. The contributions reflect strong financial support for candidates from both local and statewide sources. Wyoming education leader celebrates Supreme Court ruling blocking Biden's transgender bathroom rules. Wyoming's top education official, Megan Dagenfelder, praised the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to block the Biden administration's new Title IX transgender bathroom rules while lawsuits against the rules proceed. According to Cowboy State Daily, the court's ruling halts the enforcement of these rules in Wyoming and 25 other states. Dagenfelder, who joined a lawsuit with Governor Mark Gordon in May, called the decision a victory against what she described as a violation of federal law. Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder said in a statement, "I'm glad our nation's highest court affirmed what we already knew, that the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris Title IX rule change is a clear violation of federal law. Our efforts are working, but we can't stop the fight here in Wyoming." The rules would have expanded Title IX's definition of discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.